Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Welcome back, guys, to Style Over Substance with me, Scarlett.
And myself, Mim.
This week, we are doing a fashion topic. We're discussing performance art in fashion.
Yes. Yep. I think we chose this topic because, you know, fashion shows has been happening recently. And I don't know about you, but in like the comment sections of a lot of these videos and shows, I think there's a sentiment where people are feeling like there's way too much nonsense going on in fashion shows, just to get people talking about it. And in some cases with some brands, it's not really about the clothes themselves, or creating an environment and a set that really complements the collection, but it's just a lot of like, I don't know, what's the word where they call it? Do something for like clout or attention.
What's that phrase?
Yeah. I remember. Yeah.
You know me with phrases. No, I agree. And I think it's almost, you know, when like there's been a big celebrity thing recently too, where they like will have them walk in a runway or like have these sort of shock moments or whatever. Mm. And I think it's like, it doesn't need to be like bam, wham, like in your face.
Yeah.
And actually, there are times where people use it really cleverly, and there are times where it does just feel like they're just trying to get a quick headline or their quick 5 minutes of fame.
Yes.
And I just kind of, like, it's actually really hard to pull off. It's like when every bag designer wants to design the new It bag or whatever, but you also kind of like, your goal can't be to design an It bag. You just have to follow your design trajectory and hope it happens.
Exactly.
These, like the most authentic things like pay off the most.
Exactly. And not every customer of a particular brand is looking for something that they're not looking for theatrics all the time.
Yeah.
You know, some people don't need an It bag. They want something safe and they come to you for a specific reason. And I don't know. A lot of these shows and things, we're going to go through some examples of ones that spring to mind, but there are moments and events in fashion which are just really encapture that feeling of like, why did they do this? What does this mean? Don't try and spin a really creative, thought-provoking reason for why you had a robot on the runway.
Yeah. So like my natural starting point is, I think this is how you say it, Coperni.
Yes, Coperni.
So last season, SS23, they had the famous moment with Bella Hadid with the spray-on dress.
Yes.
That was great. That was cool. They sprayed something on her and then they cut it. It made a dress. Was it the best dress? No, but they were using technology. It was kind of cool.
Yeah. I mean, it was all right. I mean, Bella Hadid, she's like, I didn't see the point of doing any of it. It looked like the stuff, like, it looked like a mix between, like, papier-mâché and stuff that you use to, like, spray foam your house.
But, like, it created this film or whatever, and then it was, like, able to be cut. And so that's a really clever thing and a technology. I'm guessing Coperni didn't, like, design that technology.
No.
So, like, it's to create a talk about moment or something like that.
Yeah. And it was really reminiscent of the iconic Alexander McQueen moment in 1999. I can't remember if it was autumn, winter, but when he had
spring, summer.
Oh, spring, summer. Oh, yeah, because it's a dress. I mean, it's a dress, so it's summer, isn't it? When they had the model with that kind of very plain, almost just seemed like really, you know, like the most basic fabric that you would drape
on a mannequin, a cotton or like twirling fabric.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. She was wrapped in this fabric from her bust down, and at the top featured this kind of tan colored belt. And she stood in the middle of the room whilst this robotic arm circled her and sprayed black and like green paint, or was it?
Like graffitiing the dress.
Yeah, while she kind of surrendered to the machine, yeah, creating and designing a vision for her. And in instances where we have robots, I can understand that there might be some more like philosophical discussion to be had there in regards to fashion. You know, like technology has really imposed every aspect of our lives. Yeah. AI is becoming something that we talk more and more about, and how that will supersede like human creativity, human thought, human like perspective and emotions and all that. And it's like, to what extent in the future will we have robots designing for us? In the same way that even now, so where we have these like box subscriptions for fashion, one I cannot remember the name of, but it learns what you like and what you don't like by remembering the items that you return back to the company, and it will go on to suggest things that they think will suit you. And even, I mean, even when you go on Zara,
they have suggestions for you.
Yeah, and they have the sizing, like,
they suggest based on recent stuff,
based on people who have a similar body type to you, or 95% of people who are your height and your weight and your age return this item at this size, so we recommend you go up a size or whatever. So yeah, I think there is a discussion to be had about these things, but it can
doesn't
come
mean we have to merge it all the time.
It can come off gimmicky.
Really gimmicky. I would say that I actually think the Alexander McQueen didn't feel, I mean, I don't remember it live, but like, I was young.
We were seven.
But when I've seen it, it seems very relevant to Alexander McQueen. He always had some performative, like, shocking thing that he wanted to incorporate in shows.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas the spray dress thing was to give their moment. I hadn't heard of the brand before that. So
yeah, I wasn't
they got
really familiar
on the map, mm-hmm, all of the rest of it. But when then, like, so basically this last fashion show, they've also incorporated a robot dog that takes off someone's jacket to reveal what's underneath. Not necessary.
It's a bit dystopian when you showed me the image, because I hadn't actually come across this show this time around. But it's that particular robot that they used is the dog one on all fours with its like long neck, whatever. And the first time I saw videos featuring that robot was something that a company had developed, and it was not a training video, but it was like a demo video for their new technology. But it was to be used in armed combat for, like, the United States. Yeah, so you know how a lot of this technology is funded by governments, primarily
for... It's not for a dog to take a jacket off.
It's not for those who might be disabled or, you know, need extra help with removing their clothes. It's not that charitable at all.
Yeah.
It's for things like warfare. And obviously, governments will pump a lot of money into developing the technology that allows for AI to get smarter.
Right.
And, you know, like, even now we have things that disable bombs and whatnot. So we can use a robot instead of using a real person, and so it's really dystopian to see that same form be used on a runway.
It's such a fickle, sort of superficial...
Yeah.
And not really relevant way. I haven't watched the full show. I literally saw a clip on Instagram, and that was enough for me. And then to know that it's the same company that did the Bella Hadid thing, like,
yeah.
I just think that one robot gimmick or one performance gimmick a year, every 5 years, like, don't let that be what you're chasing or what your reputation is. And also, it's got to add something. I think it's with anything, it's got to add something to the show and not humor and meme worthy things.
Yes.
It should actually add, like, so with the Alexander McQueen, that dress was nothing. And he made it like that. The whole point was like, we're spraying this dress and we're elevating it and it's become a piece of art.
Mm.
And like, they probably sold dresses and the point was like, no one dress is then going to be the same because it gets paint splashed on it or whatever.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
A dog taking off a jacket, like,
yeah.
Doesn't serve it this, like, in my opinion. A purpose. Yeah.
I think what they did with Bella Hadid was more interesting because it's like the idea of creating a textile on stage. It's like, will we go on to use that textile? Because she was able to like walk away from being sprayed and walk in the garment. Fluid.
Like it didn't just cling to her body.
No.
It was actually like, it was really clever.
Exactly.
Was it a great garment? No, but like you said, you could see it going somewhere and it potentially being like, actually, guys, we're trying to work with innovative fabrics or whatever it might be.
Is it like a technical fabric? Is it going to be used for whatever, ski clothing or, you know, bags or whatever? Like, I think that there is more to be said in the meshing of like fashion and like performance art and technology in that example.
Mm-hmm.
But I think the reason why a lot of these sort of displays can come off gimmicky is because there isn't a blending, a genuine blend of fashion. For example, you take like Thierry Mugler, and he had a lot of pieces, like famously, you know what? I can't remember anything today. there's a model.
You're catching it.
I know. In a, like, one of like the top models, you know, supermodels, of like the 90s back in the day, and she is wearing that silver metal kind of very...
Is it the model that's absolutely warped her face?
Yes. Evangelista.
Yeah.
Yes. Evangelista, that's it. And she was wearing a Thierry Mugler silver kind of armoured suit that was designed by him, and you could actually walk in it. Was it comfortable? No, I'm pretty sure it wasn't. But it was taking that idea of being a robot and how that vision can be translated into real clothing, something that's wearable on a person or a model. And that requires thought process of how can I blend the two worlds and make it into something that is not just theatrical on stage, but it brings drama to my actual clothes, instead of just like, let's pay a company to produce a piece of technology or use an existing piece of technology, because I'm sure Capone did not
no
specifically design
rentadog.com
rentarobotic.com just to have like a feature in the show.
Yeah, and also I wouldn't mind betting that Thierry Mugler thing was also, fashion is meant to respond to kind of topical things and things that are in the news. And even during my degree, at one point, people were like, we're all going to have a uniform. There's no point really being a designer. I mean, they didn't say there's no point being a designer, but they were like implying that the evolution of humans will be that clothes, we won't express ourselves probably with clothes, and we'll just have a uniform and we'll have technology inside our clothes and blah, blah, blah.
Oh.
And I was like, cool. I'm so glad I'm doing a fashion design degree.
So glad I'm out of a job before I've even started one. Yeah.
But I wouldn't mind betting that kind of bionic-ish suit is like talking about the fact that, you know, technology, robots are going to maybe take over at some point.
Mm.
That is maybe like the response to, well, then let's join them. It could be playful, it's whatever. Whereas like just having robots there, and actually we are so far off, you know, when like they make guesstimates of like where we'll be in the year, whatever. And we all thought we had flying cars by now. That stuff. Like we are so far from robots taking over that job. Like, and just all the, and especially with fashion, the actual like arch of fashion is couture that can't physically be made by a robot.
Yeah, the whole principle is handmade.
Handmade. Mm. And like there's like, you just, it's not a craft. I'm sorry. It's not a craft that can be made by a robot.
Yeah.
Maybe some beautiful embroideries, whatever, you can find a machine, but there are just certain aspects that, and certain things have to be finished by hand. Mm. As that's not like, it's not, that's not the industry to worry about with robots, you know?
I suppose so. Yeah. It's like, you know, they've made an attempt to say something about technology and robots, and really it's like, this is, that's not going to happen.
It's not for me.
No. Yeah.
What I did think was cool was that LED light where it changed the colour of the outfits.
Yes, that happened this collection, so autumn winter 23. Do you know the brand that did that?
No.
Hold on, let me check.
We should do our research.
I cannot remember the brand, but we'll put it in the show notes.
It was really cool.
So there was a show recently where models would come down in quite large coats and quite big garments, actually. I think there were a lot of coats that I saw. And they were all white, very plain. And they would step in front of this like beam of light. And slowly this light would transform this plain garment into one with zigzagged pattern of like multicolors. Maybe there was like this reaction between the fabric and the chemical and the light, and that's what transformed it. I thought it was a cool idea, but it, again, it was a scenario of like, so am I supposed to buy this garment and like have it like, I don't know, bring this light home?
But it changed it forever. No. But it wasn't a part-time.
I know. I mean, it's like, oh, you know, that reminds me of like back in the day when you used to have Barbies and you put it in the hot water. Yeah.
I mean, it might have been because I didn't see the full thing. It just like would see this thing and then it would change color. Like, who knows how long it lasts.
But then what's the point in showing us that?
Of course. It's like, it's showing off a technology and it's a talking point. If I were them, I would have done it just like one standout garment.
Yeah.
That it walks, that it can stand the test of time without that trick, and then it stands in front of it and you're like, ooh.
Yeah.
And it's like that one thing, like you were talking about in a previous episode about how when you were doing buying and you had to make sure that stores have just certain pieces that stand out.
Mm-hmm.
Shows can have pieces that like aren't ever going to be sold.
Yes.
And it's like the showpiece, or it's just something that like it's not going any further. And yeah,
that's true. I mean, recently, I think it was last year, I saw someone had a Prada coat, and it's like a puffer coat. It was quite plain, but based on temperature, so when it got really cold, I don't know if you saw it, the pattern, it was like a Prada, I don't want to say monogram, but like print
with a flash, you see.
Yeah,
you see the taping like as well, like
you can have like something reflective. I think those are really cool ideas, and they add something to the ever-changing design of the garment, depending on when and where you wear it. So I think that's interesting. But again, I think why I found this to be a little bit gimmicky and a bit boring, quite frankly, is that the patterns weren't particularly nice. It was just like a zigzag multicolored pattern. It didn't add something to the garment. It didn't like contour the, you know, help to add shape and contour to the model or the garment itself. It was quite juvenile. Do I want to say
GCSE art project?
Jesus
Christ. take it further. That's what you always get told. So, not just you, everyone. I agree. But this is also the issue with performative stuff, is like, it just, like, think it through.
Do you think we're living in a time where
millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds?
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
We need these gimmicks, because I know, I understand everyone who's in marketing and in whatever, PR, like, the belief is that everyone lives online. And if you're not trending online, then you're nobody. And in order to trend, you need to, like, attract the short attention span of everyone. And that's done through gimmicks. But I beg to differ. I think that there's a lot of people who still appreciate seeing something that they've never seen before, but in a way that it makes sense to them.
Yeah.
I think that brands and companies are spending a lot of energy trying to be avant-garde, to be different, that they end up getting themselves in trouble.
Yeah, I think they're trying to get their little 1 minute TikTok video to go viral. But does that equal sales? I wouldn't have thought so. You're going to share it around to your friends. You're going to be like, have you seen this? Oh my God, did you? I don't think anyone bought anything after that Bella Hadid dress.
No. Like, because what are you buying? You look at that clip. What are you actually buying?
But you're not buying the dress, and actually you haven't seen any of their clothes in the show from that clip either. And so it's that fine line where, yeah, you want to interact younger audiences and all the rest of it. But the people who are buying your clothes probably aren't as into TikTok and needing these gimmicks. And I get it. And like the marketing thing, and I often help with marketing, and I'm always questioning, but why are we doing this?
Yeah.
Like, what are we actually trying to achieve?
Mm-hmm.
If it is just for likes, is it for this? Like, if it is just for a 5 second clip, fine, let's try and go viral. Like, that's probably maybe their aim. But what, just to have their name in people's mouths for?
Yeah.
I don't know. It's a really tricky one of like, it screams that a little bit.
Yeah.
I think we are both old school fashion lovers. I think we are very like traditional fashion shows. We like the clothes to do the talking.
We do want a spectacular set though. Set design is part of it.
Yeah.
But the set has to make sense with the clothes. And
I agree.
We like a fully formed art project.
Carl Lagerfeld style.
Yeah, you know? Exactly. Another one which was like tip of the iceberg, ridiculous to me. This season, a brand called Helmut Emil. I'd not heard of this brand before. So you know what? It's actually doing the trick, because I'd never heard of this brand. But this designer obviously really loves quite muted colors, so a lot of black, a lot of like black leather boots, what's that brand that everyone, that Rick Owens, it's giving me Rick Owens, and so I can understand that this brand is a little bit more edgier, someone who doesn't like cutesy or particularly girly, which is completely fine. But they had a model who was dressed in like those like fire retardant, like big puffy onesie, like jumpsuit thing, like massive puffed out, walking down the catwalk, alight on flames. I don't understand why they would put a model or someone in that sort of situation. And I don't know what that says about the clothes either, because the garment...
I'm not planning on being set on fire anytime soon.
Do you know what I mean? Like, I don't... Maybe this was directed at the fireman community. I don't know.
But that's a trick, right? And maybe that was the final look and it's performative. But again, like...
Maybe that's a point, actually. I think that because we share these 5 second clips,
you don't get
everything's taken out of context. Yeah, and maybe it did make, I mean, I saw some of the other looks and I just, they were in this sort of like warehouse type environment.
Like a derelict type looking building.
Yeah, exactly. But I think now we're at a time where your brand can be judged to be like reaching a bit too much. If you even do, maybe I'm changing my tune now, but it's very easy to come off as trying to be a bit too avant-garde when it's just not necessary.
And especially if you are relatively new or a small brand, again, I think you kind of need to let your designs do the talking.
I think it's easier said than done, though, isn't it?
For sure. It's an impossible market to break. You kind of do need this. And if the likes of bigger brands are throwing bells and whistles, you feel the need to do it too. Maybe it was a really interesting collection made of, like, I don't know, flame, like, who knows? It could have been in response to something, like, whatever. Yeah. There's probably a journey. And right, like, even with artwork, what might just look like a blue single painted canvas will often have this essay written next to it, you know, like in a, in a gallery. And it's like, this is actually portraying the emotion of this, or like whatever. Yeah. And Jackson Pollock's like splats all technically have a different emotion or level behind it. Mm-hmm. And maybe, like you're saying, this clickbait nature that we have of these 5 second clips or just scrolling past stuff, you don't get to see the full show and the full look. And yeah, and it's a really tricky thing. Even I saw like the dude that holds the sign up.
Oh yeah, dude with the sign, isn't it?
Yeah, I think it was like, stop recording your entire concert.
Oh yes. Yeah,
but like, and obviously, yeah, like stop doing that. But if you don't record the whole fashion show, it's like anything. It's like with a reality show, you know, we only see a certain amount of the day. Well, we see 24 hours cut up into a half hour episode or something.
Mm-hmm.
When we're seeing these snippets, then you like, you get the wrong interpretation. And like, I love fashion and I'm not going to check what the full show is about. Even with certain shows that I love.
Yeah.
I just see the looks that get provided to my feed.
Yeah.
And I think that's actually probably not a great thing for fashion. So maybe they are having to move into this like silly realm a bit.
Yeah.
Just to get those like headlines and get on people's feeds and.
Yeah. I suppose so. But then I also feel as though most of the brands that are able to show during fashion weeks are too expensive for the general population. Yeah. Even if you're selling a garment for £200, which is not a horrendous amount of money, that's still too much money for the vast majority of people.
That's true.
Most people are not able to buy into these brands, and those who, I don't know, I feel like if I were to attend a show, anyone can invite me, it's fine, I'll attend. I would want to be seated in an environment, in a show presented to me in a way where it makes me feel like I want to see myself in that, in that
aspirational.
Yeah, I want to see myself in that scenario.
Yeah,
where I'd be wearing that outfit.
Yeah,
but me being set on fire is not a scenario I want. So
yeah, however cool the jacket is, it's sort of minimizing it maybe.
And that's the thing, I don't even think the clothes are on show.
Yeah
So I don't know. Performance art, it's not a new thing at all. I think it's here to stay.
Yeah, and it comes in various forms, right? With D&G, when they were doing their big influencers and famous people being the models and walking the catwalk.
Yeah.
And it has, you can argue that Karl Lagerfeld's sets and his entire stories, that's performative art. And that was like, you know, and his collections were so dedicated to a theme.
But there's a difference between a theme and what we're explaining now, though.
But I think it's like, you know, everyone wants to move something forward. And I think sometimes, actually, personally, I prefer that kind of a thing. Or if your collection is inspired by, like, 18th century French palaces, that you...
Yeah.
That you, like, I don't know, that you don't try and make that too cool, and you can use literal references.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with a literal reference.
Do you also think, though, and this probably is definitely the case for me, mm-hmm. I'm not a big technology girl.
Okay.
Like, as in the metaverse.
Oh, I'm not down
I'm not there for that.
No.
Like,
I like real life.
All of this, like, I'm not the biggest, when people are, you know, there's never, like, robots are going to be driving trains soon, like, all of that nonsense.
Yeah.
I still want humans doing certain jobs.
I want humans doing a lot of things.
And I'm not really excited by technology. You know, some people really, if they've got that mind or they know how it works and they're excited by the advances of technology, I'm not.
I'm by no means, like, an early adopter. You know, one of those people who's,
like... So maybe this is why we're not enjoying when people are... incorporating technology into performance art.
Maybe we're boring. Maybe that's it.
Maybe we're just stuck in the Stone Age. I'm happy with that, by the way. Like,
yeah, but I think that we maybe, and we're not, I wouldn't say that we're boring or particularly safe, but I think the masses, definitely. I think we do represent a large cohort of people who want to buy something fancy, appreciate nice clothes, but it has to make sense.
Mm.
And especially at a high price tag.
Yeah.
I think the comedy comes in when you have the likes of, like, Balenciaga that was trying to sell us DHL uniform for £1,000, you know? And I think that that is why some brands get really ripped into, because it adds to the absolute, like, ridiculousness of what is deemed as high fashion, high art, high culture, whatever. But then you have shows which try to, like, over-intextualize the meaning of everything. Mm-hmm. You know, this is a depiction of how we are moving in the world and stuff. And it's like, back to your point about how we move into the future, if it's really a critique of how we will be in the future and all of this stuff, it's like, well, you know what, we had a pandemic, you know what we started wearing? Trackies.
Yeah.
Day in, day out. We did not move on to some more technologically advanced world. We went backwards.
And you all kind of maybe preempted that we come out of it in ball gowns and be like, I'm so glad that I can wear...
Oh my God, that's what we were saying.
I still really struggle with restrictive clothing for a certain length of time.
Yeah.
Like, I'm definitely, like, I've bought more bras that are just, like, just really stretchy.
Yeah.
Like, I actually really struggle.
I live in a sports bra now. Because, I mean.
It's a different world. And you know what? Like, it's, there's a time and a place for it. I actually really struggle with dressing myself now.
Really?
Yeah. I'm so used to, like, the comfy.
Yeah.
That I find it really hard to, like, how do you try and dress nice? I find that really tough.
I actually like getting dressed.
I know you do.
So.
Yeah. But, like, I know how to get dressed, like, but I think it's maybe because my style has probably changed. This is such a segue.
This is so off topic, yeah.
But my style has probably changed, like, since the pandemic.
Okay, how so? I don't know. You like wearing fleece now.
I really like this fleece. My style has probably evolved, and I probably haven't had enough opportunities to, like, dress for it. Because I dress for work in a very different way than I would dress if we went out for dinner. Or, like, and that kind of, I don't know, it's just...
Yeah. I hear you.
Anyway, back to performative art.
Yeah, it's not for me.
You were to throw a fashion show, and you needed perform, they're like, Miranda,
we need something.
The
big.
Brief is TikTok viral performance art. What are you going for?
I'm thinking maybe, like, I had an idea that popped into my head, and I thought, no, this is really literal.
Okay.
This is, like, really boring. Why are you so simple, Miranda? But. I was thinking Cirque du Soleil.
Right, okay.
Yeah, but it's a bit literal, isn't it?
No.
Because it's literally performance art, isn't it? Another, you know what? If you, for example, you know Iris Van Herpen, and she does those, like, incredible 3D printed, like, incredible work. She last, not this season, I think it was last season, she presented her collection with models underwater because the whole collection was inspired by fish. So it was like the skeleton of fish and its gills, not its gills, but its fins and all of that. It was like this really ethereal collection. She always kind of does something in that vein. But in the water made sense because it was a dreamlike, fish-like state. That makes sense to me.
Yeah.
What about you? What is your...
The only thing that was really coming to mind, and it's already been done, but I would try and maybe find a more unique way, is getting like performers, like musical performers, like having pop-up like surprises a bit more like that.
Yes.
And having like, and even then if it's, I don't know, like getting a TikToker to do that dance down the flip and run, like having different moments and different
cults. Terrible show, Scarlett.
The TikToker, let's axe that from the drawing board. But I think I would then maybe have like different performers, if whether it's musical, whatever.
You know what? That's why people loved Victoria's Secret.
Yeah, of course. But even like, I used to love when Burberry would have a live performer, and other people have that with concerts, and we often have that with couture.
What happened to musical performances in fashion shows? Because Burberry used to do it year after year.
And that's where I actually used to love it, because they'd either have someone up and coming, or like, and it would totally transform a show.
Yes. It was like a concert.
Yeah. And I actually think that side of things, it can be especially if you choose the right song to go with the collection or whatever, it can be really powerful. But also if you wanted that little, like, you could have different things, right? You could go from like a really beautiful, like slow music to like, and that's one section of the internet, to like a rap artist for like a different,
yes.
You could try and be really like technical and find different zones and different,
like moods. Yeah. And like, I agree with that. I think.
I like when music and fashion combine.
Yeah. I think I forgot that was I feel like that was a whole period of time. And
God, I loved when Burberry used to do that.
So not for me, but I think we'll move away from those sorts of things.
I think it's the time, like it's a time right now, it's quite strong, but I wouldn't mind these robots and things like that. It's kind of killing it a little bit. I hope so anyway.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. Well, that's it for me.
I don't want a DHL uniform.
No, I don't. But yeah, well, that's the end of our current episode of Style Over Substance. If you like this episode, a more chit-chat about fashion and also our experiences of working within the fashion industry, then be sure to subscribe to our YouTube channel. Follow us on all the podcast listening platforms that you have that you prefer to listen to. And you can also reach out to us on Instagram, StyleOverSubstancePod, or via email, which is StyleOverSubstancePodcast@gmail.com, where you can tell us what you think, leave a review, and also suggest any topics that you'd like us to discuss, because we have a lot of opinions about a lot of things. So, yeah.
And we're boring.
Yeah. Well,
or are we? Suggest the topics and you might find out.
Oh my God. We used to do questions every time at the end of our podcast episode. What was our poll?
Oh
my God, that is throwback. So we're going to do a poll.
Are we?
Okay.
What's the poll?
The poll is, are you tired of these robots?
And gimmicks
popping up in every fashion show.
Yeah.
Okay, leave the comments down below or in our DMs and we'll get back to you. But we will be back next Tuesday again for another episode. So we'll see you then.
Bye. See you later.
Bye.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.